56-level posts, given that the CFO post is vacant, the director of corporate services, as well as the director of technical services. If we can get information in terms of what is being done around the filling of the section 56-level post. And Chair, I think in terms of basic services, while the report is indicated that 93.7% of households have access to water, but affluence that is being discharged has been impacting on water resources. While it's indicated that the wastewater treatment works refurbishment was supposed to be completed by June 2020, I can imagine that this has been affected by COVID-19. But if we can just get progress in terms of what is being done around this. My other issue relates to the disclaimer audit opinion and obviously the non-implementation of the financial recovery plan. What is the progress on this matter as well? Thank you, Chair.
All right, thank you. Honorable Sileku.
Nkosi Sihlalo. Chair, let us start with to the mayor, directly to the mayor. The mayor was the motion of no confidence against the mayor in Feb 2020. And then it passed, and then the same mayor and speaker was re-elected on the 5th of June 2020. So I would just like to ask the mayor, seeing that there is issue when it comes to the payment of rainwater, there is sewage spillage, you know, into the Vaal River. There is issue with the payment of the Eskom bill that they are not able to meet their monthly payment. And there is also billing, you know, systems that are not accurate. As the mayor that has been re-elected on the 5th of June, would he take responsibility for the manner in how basic services in that municipality is currently taking place now? Because it's appalling, you know, there is electricity outages. They don't keep to their schedule of when electricity will be off. Businesses are affected and things are just not getting any better. And all these things are happening under his leadership. And he has the decency of standing again for a position of mayor, knowing that all these things that are actually happening in that municipality has been happening under his watch. Is he willing to take responsibility of saying that he is willing to resign because he has actually failed the people of Lekwa? And then, Chair, let me go into the issue of the Section 106 report, you know, my colleagues have been talking about. I would like to ask the MEC, you know, you as the MEC appoints a service provider with a lot of these service providers ask a lot of money to institute a Section 106 investigation, and you give them a time frame of 30 days, and then it's concluded within that period. And then we are in the second year now since that process was concluded. And not even once has that report been tabled in council. Is it because that report, as the media is claiming, is it because that report alleges that some of the members of the PEC and the REC of the ANC are implicated? That's why council is not dealing with that report. And the MEC is not even making sure that report serves before council. Who are they actually protecting? Why is it taking them 2 years to not to deal with this particular report? If the MEC is serious about consequent management, they will today give us as a select committee a commitment of saying that report that has been instituted in the last 2 years will surface in the next council meeting. If not, why not?
Okay.
I think that's all. Thank you very much.
Chair, are you there?
I'm done, Chair.
Yeah, you're done. Okay.
I'm done, baby.
Okay, Honorable Mala.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you, MEC, for your presentation. My first question, when is the forensic investigation be tabled? My second one, you said the executive mayor was nowhere to be found. Can you please give us clarity? Where was the executive mayor? Because the executive mayor is deployed in the municipality. Can you please give us clarity? Where was the executive mayor? Chairperson, I didn't hear the MEC talking about the MPEC. Is the MPEC of Ligwa functional or not? My third question, Chairperson. The minister said to us, just 3 weeks, he received a letter from the president saying that there is a resident, wrote a letter to him that they are not getting the service delivered. Which means, Chairperson, if a resident can write a letter to the president, not to the province, which means there's no municipality where they can report their frustrations. My last question, Chairperson, the Troika infighting. When the Troika is fighting, Chairperson, which means the meetings of the Troika are not sitting. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Honorable Zandabella. Okay. Over to you, Honorable MEC, with responses.
Thank you very much, Honorable Toto, for the opportunity once more. We'll start with Honorable Sessers. We agree that when leaders are elected to various responsibilities as councillors, they are tasked to deliver services and adhere to legislation of the country. We welcome that different political parties should look up to their deployees in terms of adhering to legislation of government and of council. Honorable Sheikh, she speak of the high rate vacancy at Ligwa. We have indicated, Honorable Chair, that people applied in Ligwa, people are appointed. I will make practical example. A CFO was appointed because of the inviting, he left in 3 months. Director Technical Service appointed because the minister instructed us to ensure that we focus in assisting municipalities to fill vacancies in Section 56 and Section 57 directors or general managers. We did that, but these people, Honorable Totovu, with the kind of environment there, they are appointed, they are resigning, they are leaving. What we have did since as a provincial government, we have utilized Section 15 of the Constitution. We have sent the directors, corporate, technical, and CFO. We have scanned them there. They are in the municipality. They are working. With regard to Honorable Sileku, it's correct. I think the question is directed to the Honorable Executive Mayor in relation to Chapter 7 of the Constitution to provide the basic infrastructure. I'm sure with your permission, Honorable Chair, he will be able to respond for himself. Let me clarify something, Honorable Slip. I've said, perhaps let me repeat this. The fifth administration under Honorable MEC Mashilo appointed a forensic company to do forensic audits in the Ligwa municipality. When we arrived in the office, I said we develop a program as a new administration to talk to all municipalities. I said the Ligwa invited themselves to our office. We were ready to go and present Section 106, 1P report as per the forensic audit in the new administration. We pulled in because of their fighting. I've explained that part. And which the mayor has also asserted and agreed with us that ever since we came in over,
since 2018, why the forensic audit appointed by the then MEC is that there were some whistleblowers who raised concerns and whatnot. So I may not be privy to the issues of PC and REC members that are being mentioned because we have not presented the report to council. But what we did, because major in the report, Honorable Toto, are financial problems and challenges in the municipality. Hence what I've said to my administration, I said, look, whilst we have not presented the report on all the financial findings, that's why we have went to present what we call a financial recovery plan to the municipality on the basis of that. And now, the mayor has said, if you have heard the Honorable Toto and members, he said the provincial executive has not presented Section 101B. Probably it is the mayor in his own presentation said 4 months he was not in the office, if you recall very well. He said there was a motion of no confidence against him. We have convened a council on the 25th of May after all their fighting to tell them that we have placed them under Section 139.1P, which I said in my opening remarks. And I told them that if they don't elect a speaker and an executive mayor by last week Friday, the week before last Friday, I will place them under Section 139.1C. We have presented Section 139.1P when the mayor was sent to exile at that particular point. Honorable Moller also indicated that the mayor is here for himself to respond on the matter. In relation to MPEP, you see, nothing is functional in that municipality, Honorable to the Honorable Chair. Nothing is functional because when the political management team in the form of Troika functions, remember, the responsibility of each and every leader in the Troika are paramount importance for the team to work and deliver services. For example, the speaker should convene public participation, councillors and whatnot. It was not happening because their fighting has spilled over to the community. And every time they will have to attend a council meeting, gates will be locked, people will be attacked and whatnot and so forth. So the impact is not functioning there, Honorable Mark. The resident that has wrote a letter to the president, in the constitutional democracy, every member of the community, he or she, to write whatever he or she feels is best, and agree with you that if the municipality was providing services and if the municipality was functional, that member of the community will have written the letter to the municipality. So maybe he or she felt that the municipality is not working and the provincial government, maybe in her view, was quiet, then wrote to the president, and we have since came and intervened and played and sent people in relation to Section 154. Thank you very much, Honorable Mona. Honorable
thank you very much, Honorable MEC. Your Worship, the Mayor, respond to the issue.
Honorable Chair, thanks a lot. We appreciate questions raised by Honorable Members that as the municipality, we should give a reflection of what transpired. And we are equally agreeing that political parties should be assisting council also to stabilize at the level of convening and members deployed attending the meeting as expected. Indeed, there was a Section 106 that was done in the municipality, which we will wait for the tabling. As it relates to the filling of Section 56 posts, Chair, we have been advertising, I think particularly for the CFO, we have advertised, I think, more than 3 times. And part of the issues that we are confronted with is that the competency aspect also play a role, competence assessment. And we have tried to fill those positions. A director, technical, was appointed on the 1st of October. A director, planning and economic development, was appointed on the 1st of October. Then we learned that towards end of March, the technical director resigned. Therefore, the vacancies that we are currently experiencing is for technical director, corporate, and CFO. We have received secondment from the provincial government of the three positions for people to act for a duration of 6 months, which we have received those delegates on the 15th. We are equally saying, Chairperson, we need to fill those positions and ensure that we fast track the process of filling it, because that stability in senior management is also key to us. When we received the disclaimer opinion, I think end of November, and on the first council sitting in January, it was the 31st of January, among the issues that were supposed to be handled by that council was to deal with the audit outcomes and also address issues of audit action plan. Then in February, there were those processes that happened, which all of us, we are now well aware of. On matters of the motion of no confidence tabled on the 10th of February, among the issues that they were raised in that motion, they were saying, what becomes our role as a municipality in addressing the spillages that are affecting the valley? And what we can share, that working with national government, water and sanitation, the province, we have ensured that there are projects that are running to address the issues of sewer spillages in our wastewater treatment plant, equally in our pump station. Three of our pump stations, there are projects that seek to address issues of sewer and sewer spillages in particular. We will want also to reflect that the issue of water and the quality as such, we are working with the district. There is a laboratory at the Kharsivande district where we send our samples. They pick them roundly. There are companies also that are appointed to assist in ensuring that we produce those results. And we have even encouraged the Department of Technical Services that let's equally try our best to publicize what the outcome, so that we give confidence on the quality that we produce. Then we are indeed supplying water equally in rural areas using tankers, and currently the municipality, assisted by water and sanitation and the district, we have 10 tankers that are assisting the rural areas and the informal settlements. We do have projects of boreholes that are addressing the rural areas as part of also giving access to water. We can also indicate that the issue of the Eskom and the electricity outages, the municipality is currently given 55 MVA, and a part of the challenge that we have been experiencing is that immediately when we exceed the 55, Eskom will trip the entire town. But we have created a program of dealing with load reduction. But what we can stress, among the issues that we have said we should focus on, is that we must address the issue of faulty or breach meters, address illegal connections. We have equally said, if Eskom has regulated us to 55 MVA, how are we regulating also our customers so that there is equitable distribution of energy, so that we manage it, because the ballooning of the error account has contributed to various factors, which some of them are legacy issues, but we are saying there are court orders about how are we paying Eskom and what should happen as we deal with the Eskom account. But the posture that is currently happening is that we should service the current account and find a way of managing the error debt. The issue of the challenges that are confronting the municipality is that we need to stabilize the management team, have full complement of the management team. The Troika that has been reassembled on the 5th of June is no longer the same Troika that was there from the 10th of February. And we can equally indicate that we do have Section 79 committees which reports are available to the municipality in terms of how do they pursue their work. And from time to time, council will refer items to those committees in dealing with the issues. But I will just stop there for now to say it is a collective work that we think we should assist our communities to access services. We appreciate the help from the district, province and national, because as challenges are reflecting on our municipality, they require our collective effort. And we agree that there should be an individual taking responsibility. And in this case, we are saying we have challenges which we are admitting, and we are appreciating the help which we are getting from the province and national. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much for the responses as well. Let me just say that just observing the responses and the presentation itself, it does show that there are a lot of challenges in the municipality, especially around its financial stability vis-a-vis Eskom. This municipality is one of those that owe Eskom a lot of money. A municipality of about 30 councillors is not a very big municipality. And in the context of Mpumalanga, it's not a big municipality. But this municipality owns Eskom about 1.1 billion rand. It's one of the top municipalities that is putting Eskom into this repute. It's clear that the political infightings are affecting the municipality quite terribly. That largely because of that, there is instability in the municipality, that this municipality is unable to impact positively in terms of providing services to the people of Lekwa. And for us, this is unacceptable. Why would politics play themselves to an extent that they affect service delivery? I'm sure as a committee, we are going to clearly say we want to visit as soon as the situation stabilizes. Lekwa is one of the municipalities that we are going to visit. We are going to engage with everybody, the political leadership, the officials within the municipality, as well as the provincial government. But we are also going to engage with the communities of Lekwa to assess and hear from them the extent in which they are affected by these problems, especially of infighting, and that the municipality is dysfunctional, that the provincial government had to invoke Section 139B of the Constitution due to the problems identified in those particular municipalities. And for us, this is really unacceptable. We also want to check that financial recovery plan, to what an extent it is turning around the municipality to make it viable, to make it healthy, to make it a municipality that is going to fulfill and meet its financial obligations. For us, that is quite important. But having said that, we putting all these issues together, we called the MEC and yourselves as the municipality to assess this situation, to check the extent in which all of this affects good governance and service delivery to the people of the municipality. And we are going to be seized with all these particular issues and accordingly report to Parliament to say this is a way forward in which we need to paint to deal with all the issues as highlighted in the municipality. On that note, let me once more again thank the Honorable MEC and Your Worship the Mayor for sharing this information that you shared with us. It clearly shows that there are problems, but at the same time, that we're doing something to ensure that we improve the situation in the municipality. As I indicated as well, we are going to deal effectively with the issues of the JS Mohoka as they are reported in the media, as they are brought to our attention and so on and so forth. We are going to deal with those particular issues. But on that note, let me, as I said, thank you and thank all honorable members for their participation in the meeting.
Chair.
Hello. Who wants to say something?
Sileku, Chair.
Because I want to close the meeting. Oh, honorable Sileku.
Chair, Chair.
Chair, there's only
one. What can you say?
Mola, Chairperson. Mola.
Chair, can you hear me?
Honorable Sileku, you can address me, please.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I welcome and accept that the administrator has not been appointed, or the administration team has not been appointed as yet. And I would urge, you know, the MEC, when they do the appointment, that they give a team that is going to turn around that municipality, so that they don't come to us as a select committee for an extension of six months, stating that, no, we've actually added, you know, more capacity to that municipality. So before they send people to that municipality, they must make sure that the people that they're going to send are enough, they are competent, and they are sufficient for that particular municipality to turn things around. That is one thing, Chair, I would ask the MEC to do. And the last thing, Chair, is that I don't agree with what the mayor is saying in terms of that we will await the tabling of the report. That is not a commitment. No, what is worrisome for me is that the MEC has actually threatened that municipality in Legwa, saying, if you don't have a meeting on the 5th of June by midnight, I'm going to place you under Section 139(1)(c). The implications of that, Chair, is that they will lose their salaries. Because of them being afraid of losing their salaries, they were able to comply. But now there is no guarantee that they are not going to have problems in having meetings after this meeting of ours, because their salaries has been secured now. And even the intervention of the provincial government, you know, when the deputy minister of Mashobo came to that particular municipality, that mayor was in exile, as the MEC was saying. So it was not doing, because he was out of council. Chair, I just want us to get a commitment. We must have something on a monthly basis when this council is meeting, and what is put on their business, on their agenda on that particular month, so that you can make progress. Because we need to see that report surface in that particular council. And it's not, we cannot allow a period where 2 years a report has been gathering dust. Council sits and council is set to elect. When they meet again, they must table that report so that we know what is happening in that particular report, so that consequent management can take place. We cannot longer allow municipalities to do as they want. Thank you very much, Chair.
Perfect. Lord, on the first question, I agree with you that we need to ensure that we appoint competent, skilled, and capable people who are propelled by a burning desire to turn around the municipality. On the second question, it links well with what I said, that part of our duty going forward is to ensure that we visit that municipality to deal with all the issues that you raised. But in the meantime, when we see the special committee, we are going to formulate recommendations that we shall place before the House, so that they adopt them as a way forward to resolve the issues in that municipality. Honorable Mola?
It is Mteto, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Mteto, and then follow up, Honorable Mola.
No, thank you, Chair. I thought, Chair, you were also going on your response, because you correctly responded to other issues. I think you were also going to guide us and the special members when they talk of something that is not in the report, like your REC, your PEC, your BEC. Those matters were not part of this report. I don't want that we must close the meeting under the impression that the BEC and the ANC was party to this. It was never being raised in the report. I was going through it carefully, slowly, reading it. Those methods was not there. So I think
it must not be taken, because this is a public platform. When it said that the BEC, the REC, the PEC of the ANC were part of the problems here, it's unfortunate, Chair. I think I wanted just to correct that.
Yeah, I think...
Chair, I used the word alleged. I said I used the word alleged. So, Honorable Teto must listen. I said alleged.
Honorable Sileru, don't disrupt my meeting, please. You must indicate to me whether you want to speak, but I think even this point is unnecessary. Let's not go to it. The fact of the matter is that we are in a parliamentary process, and we must stick to the presentations that are before us. We must not flavor any of the discussions with some political connotations, because that will not help us to understand the severity and the magnitude of the problems in that particular municipality. Let's separate the political issues from the governance and service delivery issues that are affecting all of us. I think I must make that particular point. But we cannot escape the fact that the politics of the day play an important role in terms of the functioning of the municipality. Honorable Mola, can you?
Thank you, Chairperson. Yeah, Chairperson, you have covered me when you said let's separate the service delivery and the politics. Honorable Sileki, alleged or not alleged, please don't do it again. Chairperson, MEC, will you please expedite the appointment of the administrator and appoint the qualified people who's going to help that municipality? Please expedite it. Thank you, Chairperson.
Chairperson Duduva. Chairperson, I have problem of network. I don't come in. And when I send the questions to you, because I'm watching this on the TV, but I cannot hear myself.
You are sleeping, Kenny, man.
And I sent the question, but you didn't ask the question.
Mark, where is the chairperson?
Chairperson, I'm trying to establish where the chairperson is. I'll come back just now, please.
The chairperson is sleeping.
No, I'm not the man.
It's you who are sleeping when
there's a problem. Maybe we don't have the data. Because there's no
Chairperson. Honorable Butsabai, you are out of order, please. Can I close the meeting?
Very out of order.
And that if you want to talk outside this platform. On that note, honorable members, let me thank all of you. As I indicated, we are going to be seized with this municipality. This municipality is quite important for us. It needs to be turned around. It must be a municipality that delivers services to the people with good governance and all of that. And we are going to continuously engage this municipality and take all the recommendations that will help it to turn around. On that note, thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. We meet it tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson.
And I thank everyone to the meeting.
Chair, out of order.
Yeah, say Penny.
Thank you. Wait a minute,
Pointy. You are out of order, Pointy.
Chairperson.